And now this is a dictation for Reynaldo, R-E-Y-N-A-L-D-O, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, June 14, 44, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up Mr. Hernandez, advanced renal failure, secondary to membranous nephropathy and hypertension, last visit in February. Stable edema, some fatigue, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, minimal foaminess of the urine, no infection, cloudiness of blood, good volume, no cellulitis, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PMD, no pruritus, no skin rash, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, medication list review, bicarbonate replacement, on treatment for gout, without evidence of recurrence, cholesterol management, thyroid replacement. I will highlight the Lasix, Aldactone, HCTC, Hydralazin. No anti-inflammatory agents, blood pressure by nurse today, 156-66, weight stable, 174. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, minimal edema, no focal deficit, mild decreased hearing. Next paragraph, chemistry in June, creatinine 4.1. GFR 14, stage 5. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 20. Normal albumin calcium, phosphorus less than 4.8, anemia 10.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. No indication for dialysis today. No overt symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, pulmonary edema. Next number, membranous nephropathy. Next number, non-nephrotic range proteinuria. Presently, however, no syndrome, as there is minimal edema and normal albumin. Next number, metabolic acidosis, presently on treatment. Next number, anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, update iron studies. Next number, phosphorus less than 4.8, no binders. Next number, chronic peripheral neuropathy, clinically stable, prior diagnosis of cervical spinal stenosis, denies recent falls. Next paragraph, comments. He has made up his mind that he will be agreeable to do dialysis based on symptoms. He does not want to do AV fistula or hemodialysis. He is agreeable to do home peritoneal dialysis. He understands the PD catheter will be placed as symptoms develop. Catheter needs to heal for 7-10 days. And after that, education can be provided and treatment can be started. He is enjoying life. He is a very hard worker person and enjoys all the family and many, many grandkids and great-grandkids. We will keep track of chemistries. We will see him on the next few months, early as needed based on symptoms. End of dictation.